get down to business every week. I'm your host, Aileon, and I'm so excited to have you join me for this week's podcast. Last week, I started a series podcast entitled Process, Pain, and Pace. So last week, I talked to you guys about what a process is, why it's necessary, and the benefits of going through a process. And this week, I'm going to talk to you about the pain of the process. Pain is something that we all enjoy to avoid, but in order to grow, and in order to get to the next level, you're going to experience some pain. And I have learned this personally within these last couple years, why pain is important. So I'm going to talk to you this week about the pain of a process. To endure a process, you must have faith and courage, because you have to endure some pain as you go through the process. Last week, we discussed what a process is, and the process is simply a journey that transforms you into the person that's required for the next level. Processes can be painful because it requires you to let go of some things. Some of those things may include people, bad habits, old mindsets, and that's just to name a few. But every process that you endure requires you to confront some issues. You have to look some things dead smack in the eye, and you come to this crossroad where you learn that you have to let go of something and or some things. So it's painful because sometimes it's people that you truly love that you truly have to just simply let go of. Or maybe it's a habit that you've had. Maybe it's an eating habit or a sleeping habit or whatever that you have to let go of. And now in order to get to the next level, you have to release it. So that can be painful because it requires you to let go of some things. Transformation or going through a process could be painful because it requires you to become uncomfortable. In order to become extraordinary, you have to shed ordinary. And if you really want to get to the next level, you have to become uncomfortable. So processes are known to challenge your mindsets. It's known to challenge your perspective on things. And so in order to get to the next level in life, you have to become uncomfortable. Another reason why there's pain in the process is because you have to confront the dysfunction that's holding you back. Sometimes the enemy is the inner me. So it could be what you think about yourself or what you're thinking about. It could be family dysfunction. It could be relational dysfunctions, but processes always confronts the dysfunctions that hold you back. So I know that confronting dysfunctions can be difficult. It's not always easy, and it's not as easy as most people think it is to just confront the dysfunction. But after you confront the dysfunction, now you have to figure out how to functionally. And that's where the pain of it takes place, because you're now confronted with the dysfunction and you have to reroute your thinking. So dysfunction is, you know, confronting dysfunction is painful. You also have to trust the unknown. One thing you know about the process is that you're in a process, but you don't necessarily know what steps you need to take. You don't know what's going to come at you next, or what's going to change you next, or whatever. So you are basically in a process. You know, you know that you're getting better, but you're not 100% sure what steps to take or how to take those steps. And a lot of times, especially if you're like breaking something that has never been broken off your family or whatever, maybe you're breaking a generational curse or whatever, like you don't have a template or a person to look to say, this person did it, so let me follow their footsteps. Sometimes you're just kind of drawing from God and trying to figure out, you know, drawing from him to figure out what is the next step. So yeah, it's difficult because you have to trust the unknown and know that as you take steps forward, these are steps that's going to help you progress and heal and become a better person in the process. Another reason why processes are painful is because it requires you to be patient. I mean, nobody likes to sit and be still, you know, especially in this time of day. We really like to get things going and, you know, keep up with the pace of everybody else, or, you know, it's kind of like it's hard to describe, but everybody is like go-getter. Like everybody wants to be a go-getter and be out about their business and about making money or whatever. But when you're in a process of any kind, whether it's like paying off a debt or losing weight or whatever the case may be, you have to have patience. You have to have patience. There is no way around avoiding having to wait sometimes. Sometimes you have to sit still and just simply wait as things unfold for you. So it can be painful because you have to sit tight and you really don't want to. Like, it's tempting to rush through the process because you just want it to be over with. But the truth of the matter is that some things require time. It's kind of like cooking a really good home-cooked meal, like Thanksgiving dinner. Like, you're not going to microwave a turkey. It takes time to cook that turkey to perfection. So just like that, the same thing is true for you. Like, it takes time to create and make you and shape you into the person that you need to be. And the process is painful because it tests what you believe. Like, a lot of times we make a lot of affirmations, or, you know, I've read a lot of books about making affirmations for yourself or to yourselves and declaring what you believe over yourself and things like that. And process is honestly test, do you really believe what you say? And that's really where the rubber meets the road in the process when things are hard. Like, do you really believe that you are a great person? Do you really believe that you're going to get out of debt? Do you really believe that you're going to lose that weight? Like, process is test that to ensure that you are going to be who you say you are. So it really tests your word. So here is some tips for pain management as you endure the process. I have 4 tips for you. The first tip is to simply embrace that you're in pain. I know it's strange, but I know it's painful. I know it's frustrating. I know it's irritating, but you have to accept the place that you're in. And it's not to say that accepting this place means that you're going to be there forever. It's just simply saying that I accept that I am in a process of becoming a better person, and this is the pain that I am enduring for the moment. No pain is forever. All of this is just simply temporary to build up muscle for you to move forward. But you have to embrace it and just simply be okay with the fact that you're in a process, and yes, it's painful. The next tip I have for you is to investigate. Look into the pain. Find out why it's painful. So if you went to the doctor and you said, I have a backache, your doctor is going to send you through x-rays and MRIs and CAT scans to see what's going on with your back. Or if you found a lump in your breast, they're going to send you through mammograms and blood tests and things like that, because they want to investigate what is the issue and where it's stemming from. So you have to do the same thing. You have to essentially become your own doctor and investigate why this pain is what it is. So I would investigate and figure out where it's stemming from and get to the root cause of the pain. I would also recommend that you get help. You know, go to your friends, get a therapist, a life coach or a mentor. Don't hide the fact that you're in pain. Find people that will support you through this and that can help you as you journey through this process. Woe to the man that tries to do this alone, because life is hard and you need help. So if you need a therapist, get a therapist. There is no shame in that. If you need someone to talk to someone, reach out and say, hey, I need help. And the final tip is to simply endure. Stop avoiding the pain. You have to face this pain head on and realize that your future is worth the fight. If you really want the future that you're called to, you're going to have to boss up and endure the pain. Every process has pain. Any successful person will tell you they have experienced some form of pain. And regardless of where you are in life and what you're doing, you're going to experience some pain. So endure it, because the future is worth the fight. In your process, you will be tested, you will be changed, you will be made, shaped, and formed into the person that's required for your destiny. In the process, you will become developed into the person that can handle the weight of your responsibility. You need the pain of the process to harden you to difficulty, because that's how true strength is gained. Allow adversity to become your friend, because adversity builds character, tenacity, and integrity. Success is great, but success won't teach you a thing. In the words of one of my favorite authors, Sam Chan, he says, an organization, or in this case, a person, can only grow to the limit of its pain capacity. You cannot exceed to a level that's beyond your pain capacity. The pain that you're experiencing is expanding you for the future that awaits you. So endure the pain of the process, and you will reap the reward of perseverance. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a reward for you if you continue to persevere through the pain. As I already said, the pain is just a temporary season. It's just a temporary situation, but the pain will build you, and allow adversity to become your friend, because adversity will teach you what you need, and also adversity will tell you the truth. So guys, you know how I am. I like to give a recommended resource, and this week's recommended resource is Leadership Pain, The Classroom for Growth by Samuel Chan. It is an amazing book, and I encourage you to read it. It doesn't matter if you're a leader of an organization or just a leader of yourself. This book will really, really help you and challenge you to stretch your pain capacity. I am going to link where you can get this book in the show description. So if you're interested, click on the link, and I might even do a book review on this. So hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Please share with your friends and family. Rate this podcast on all the platforms. And if you're interested in following me, I am Aileen Anita on all of the platforms. And you can email me at aileenanitashow@gmail.com if you have any questions. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. And as always, be blessed and stay relevant.